Greeting, New Year's pilgrims. It's come to this. It's Friday, January 15th. We made it. The weekend is ahead of us. And this is your New Year launching pad daily devotion, using devotions from the book Balaam's Donkey by the monk Michael Casey. And we are so ready for today's devotion here at the broadcasting studios in the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, the House of Peace, and it's Pastor Bob. And we've got the Carthusian monks chanting in the background. For many of the Carthusians now, chanting the hymns is really the only time they get to speak, because they are in absolute silence when they're not in worship. Absolute silence. Anyway, some great chants here from the Chartreux Monastery, the monastery of the French Carthusians. And we have our special red detox tea that we're working with today. And now, yesterday, if you recall, I mentioned that wick in the cinnamon cider candle was about done. Well, after the worship team meeting last night, which I burned it a little bit for, I can no longer light that wick. So it is done. What a prophet. I'm a candle prophet, see? But we've got a Pink Sands candle in that cinnamon cider waxed candle holder. So we're in good shape. In fact, we are ready to go. Today's devotion is called Pearl of Great Price. And Pearl of Great Price, you may know, comes from the Gospel of Matthew. And there's a part near the end of chapter 13 in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus gives us three of his examples of the kingdom of God and what it's like. And, you know, he gives the hidden treasure. The kingdom is like a hidden treasure in a field. And in his excitement, a man who discovers that hidden treasure sells everything he owns to get enough money to buy that field. And when he buys that field, he owns the treasure too, right? That's what the kingdom of God is like. And then there's the one that refers to today's little devotion. And it's the pearl of great value, of great price. And here's what the gospel says. This is Jesus talking. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and he bought it. He sold everything he owned and he bought it. So with that as a context, let's delve into Michael Casey's words today, a pearl of great price. He says this, from time to time, it is not a bad idea to ask ourselves, what is most precious in our lives? What is most precious in our own lives? What is of supreme importance to us? What would we want to have with us if we were all alone on a desert island? Possessions are important, but they can be lost, stolen, or broken. Or, if none of those happen, they can go out of fashion. Health is very important, but it remains precarious. All it takes is a broken bone, a misfiring neuron, or a genetic quirk to make our future seem very dim. Ambition may energize us for a while, but the higher we rise, the harder we fall, and nobody stays up forever. Power may seem sovereign, but a week is a long time in politics. You know, all of these desirable goals lack permanence. And at some stage, we will have to survive without them. Indeed, we are very foolish if we allow ourselves to be defined by them. We may think that the right answer is, quote unquote, love. Yes, it is, but it is not necessarily everything that claims that noble name for itself. Love, too, can be impermanent. Parents die. Friends and siblings can become estranged. Partners can break up, and children joyfully flee the nest. Alone again. The question may be posed, is there a love that is not subject to decay? St. Paul gives the answer to this in his famous hymn to Agape. The love that comes from God and transforms the human heart will last forever. It's never ending, right? We need to distinguish this from lesser loves, those that are self-centered, maybe to the point of narcissism. We can know agape love by the features of it displays. It is respectful. It is hospitable. It is nurturing. It is growth fostering. It is liberating. It is engaging. It is supporting. It is forgiving. It is self-forgetful. Isn't that an interesting term? Agape love is self-forgetful, truly a pearl of great value. So, how do we arrive at this summit of love, this agape love, this Christ-like love, this divine love? Well, a brief answer might be by living a long time. There is no trick we can learn that will enable us to reach this point quickly and effortlessly. We can expect it to be the labor of our lifetime, this agape love. If there is anything that will help us to focus our energies and progress along the path to love, it is the pursuit of wisdom. And what is wisdom, you ask? Well, wisdom is the kind of understanding that comes from experience and from empathy. It is not merely the fruit of knowledge or science. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It involves the, listen close, unconditional acceptance of reality in all of its contradictory complexity. Again, it involves the unconditional acceptance of reality in all of its contradictory complexity. It demands the gift of discernment, the keen eye that distinguishes what is whole from whatever is tainted by untruth, unfreedom, or inhumanity. Everlasting love is an unprejudiced passion that leads to the non-possessive embrace of whatever is good, noble, and honorable. Surely a pearl of great price. Amen. I want to share a few prayer concerns on my heart this morning and send them out to the listeners of this daily devotional. I think God has put them on my heart to share this morning. So I want to lift up Carolyn Johnson, Candy Thomas's mom, and Ted Decker, who is Marie Norvell's brother. I want to lift up Ruth Ann and Bob Louder, who are in Bloomington, Illinois, close to their daughter. I want to lift up Gail Pierce. Man's been on my heart for a while. Let's think about everybody, not just the ones we know and love that are in Eberhard Village or the Arthur home or in another facility or home that confines people to their rooms and is being extra, extra cautious with restrictions because of COVID. Just take for example how you feel in your constraints and confinement and imagine what it must be like for them. I can't imagine. And I ask to just lift up in prayer today all of those. In fact, all of those that we know and don't know of that are in quarantine right now because of COVID, right here in Arthur and all around us. So there's a little prayer list for today, and do with it as God wills you to do. Amen. Hey, let's end today with a prayer. God of all ages, keep before our eyes the impermanence of all that surrounds us, and kindle in our hearts the desire for that which lasts forever. Instill in our hearts, O Lord, the love that gives meaning to our life by opening us to you and to all. By opening us to you and to all, we make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who is our Lord and King forever and ever. Amen.